I believe God has a problem, and the problem is us. We want God to do what we want God to do, to act like we want God to act, to will those things that we want God to will. You know, we played the flute for him, and we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. We called the tune, and you wouldn't dance to it. We sang the song that was supposed to move you, and you wouldn't be moved. What more can we do to make you do what we want you to do? To act like we want you to act, to will those things that we want you to will. For surely you see, do you not, God, that we know what should be done? And if you will only listen to us, the world will be a better place. At least the little circle of the world that we live in. God must constantly listen to all that and remain God. And then, to add to that, of course, you know, like children at a game, we move quickly from one to another in what we want. From one game to another, never satisfied, always fickle about what we want and what we expect. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. What is God to do? Whatever he does, or whoever he sends, it is never right. And yes, God has a problem, and the problem is us. Meanwhile, we think that we have a problem. And the problem is God. We are extremely frustrated with God's refusal to listen to us as we wish that God would listen. We play the flute and he will not dance to it. We wail and he will not mourn. God seems to set in his ways, so cruel in his dealings with us, so uncaring about what clearly our needs and wants, so independent, as though God doesn't really have much concern about those things we think or say. Well, there is some truth in that. It is always surprising when truth and deceit lie in such close proximity. If God is to remain God, he must, indeed, be independent of what we think, do, and want, or even ask for. If God were to submit to our will, we would become God, and God would become our servant. But if God is to be God, we must seek a different place under God, alongside him, with him, in order to properly relate to him. God must wail so we will mourn with him. And God must play the flute and we must dance to God's tune. For those who look with simplicity and humility, like little children upon this one who speaks, whoever will understand that all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. With these words, Jesus claims himself to be the wisdom of God through whom the will of God will both be revealed and performed. To receive him like a child, then in all humility and simplicity, is to become one of those to whom the Son chooses to reveal the Father. But there were and are children who in all simplicity and readiness of heart saw through what was happening by the grace of God's Spirit. And Jesus invited them into his loving and protecting arms. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The burdens of life weigh heavily on the children of this world. They are burdened by demands on their lives in every sort, and they witness shootings, and some even get shot themselves. Parents are in prison and are on drugs. They are neglected and thrown away like trash. To those who long for the compassionate and caring presence of God as a shield, protecting them from danger and this world's troubles, their refuge is not in words, but in the Word made flesh. For in Jesus, they will find God's presence supporting them in their journey. To us today, as well as those in Jesus' day, the words ring out in most inviting fashion. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Resting, however, is not a permanent state of do-nothingness. To rest is to have a momentary relief from the fatigue caused by our journey, a time to regain your strength and prepare you to move forward again. God invites us to take my yoke, not a single yoke where you are alone in our struggles, but a double yoke, so to speak. For God has quietly stepped up beside us from the shadows of our rest to strain and pull alongside us. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God's promises to go with us on our journey called life. When we feel we can no longer pull the heavy burdens of our lives, God will be there alongside us, sharing the yoke. And that is a beautiful problem to have. Amen.